Praise the Lord. Please take your seats. Thank you, choir, all of you, the musician. Thank you for the privilege of coming together. It's my privilege to welcome each and every one of you to this special praise and worship night, Victory Night. Especially, is there anybody joining in this worship service first time in your life? Is there any visitor attending this service first time? This is the Bread of Life Fellowship. This is every last Monday we used to have this service. So this month we had this special service by praise and worship team. Is there anybody new among us? Thank you. Please stand to your feet, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are very much honored by your presence. On behalf of the leadership and the Bread of Life Fellowship, we wish you all to have a wonderful service. And we worship in this place every Friday from 11:45 to 1:45. When you are free, you can join with us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for this evening. Thank you for the choir. Thank you for all their time and the talents, the gifts, what you have given to them. And what they have done today, it is unto you be the glory. Accept our praises and our worship. We also thank you for every members of this church who made it to be in this evening. Lord, we honor you, reward them. Lord, we especially thank you for the visitors, those who accepted our invitation and made this day. Lord, whatever their desire and the need in their life, as this year is the year of restoration, as we celebrate today as a day of restoration, Lord, restore everything, whatever they have in their life. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for accepting our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Secondly, it is also my testimony to stand here. All of you might be knowing, even till the last moment, since the last 3 days, it was in my mind to inform Pastor Francis to stand by on my behalf. So still I was not given up, because this is the day of victory. And this is the, I am going to preach something which edifies. If I take step behind, I cannot glorify God. So I don't want to do that. I was keep praying, God made me to stand before you to share God's word today. I thank God for that. First thing, as I said, there are many things to share. All our messages are more than 45 minutes. But today, as we know, today is known for praise and worship night. Praise and worship night. Most of the songs are, as you listened, are related to worshiping our God. The number one person in the Bible records for true worship or the worship leader is whom? King David. King David is the most well-known Bible hero who was a worshiper. For him, it was more than lifestyle or a spiritual discipline. It was his lifetime. So in him, in what all the situations, he worshiped God. Just I give you the outline only with a reference. When he needed help, he worshiped God. That is Psalm 70 verse 5. When David was sad, he worshiped God. When David was in angry with the enemies, he worshiped God. When he had a sin, and he worshiped God. When God answered his cry, he worshiped God. When he was overwhelmed, he worshiped God. So the reference is given to you for your reference. What do we understand from here? In every situation and the circumstances of our life, we are encouraged to worship God. Amen? Amen? So the first message to you is, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances, whereas it is listed about six things, when you are in help, when you are in need, or when you are sad, when you are angry, yes, you are, if you feel that you are sinned against anybody, even the anger, and if you are crying unto the Lord, God answered, and you are overwhelmed. If you are overwhelmed by God's answer, or even till the before this minute, if you are overwhelmed by our worship, you are expected to worship the Lord. Amen? That's why the psalmist, Psalm 23:3 says, He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. So David praises God for giving him peace, the knowledge of God, God's protection and provision, and a great comfort. That is all summarized in Psalm 23. So what is exactly restoration? All this song gave us the meaning for restoration. What does it mean? What it stores? Many things were there. There are few things I will just highlight to you. Restoration can be defined as an act of returning something to the former condition. Restoration is the something returned to the former condition. Making something new again. Or restoring can also make things better than their correct state. If it is wrong, it has to be restored to the good position. And the Bible says a lot about this. But our Heavenly Father, restoring power is one of the greatest promise in the scripture. He restores everything. He restores everything in the sense, individual, family, church, nation, whatever the situation, our God is the God of promise. Amen? God's love loves us to want us to have a relationship with Him. That is the first priority for Him. He wants us to have a good relationship with Him. That is possible only through His Son, Jesus Christ, which was opened for us. Romans 5:10 says, For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of His Son, while we were still His enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of His Son. This season is a season of Lent race. Very much concern and meditate upon the cross, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection. And in this season, let us be reminded about God's restoration. Small scripture for you today. There are many fundamental truths about the restoration in the Bible. Only one portion I will take it from Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. You know the scriptures. You know the portion as well. Just keep it open. I will read it quickly for you, for your understanding. And he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. So they watched him, the leaders, watched Jesus Christ closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, Jesus Christ said, Step forward. Then he said to them, the people, Is it lawful for the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill. But they kept silent. Verse 5. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hands. And he stretched out, and his hands was restored as a whole as the other. So here the truth is restoration of our physical body. And here God offers restoration in this particular passage. There are levels in the sense. Step one, just as a highlight, I will give it to you. First, Jesus called the man forward. He said, come here. Step forward. Verse 3. Some translation of the phrase as stand up in the middle of the, or stand up. It made the man to go public. He was no longer unknown. That means, when the person was in the middle of the crowd, Jesus called him. How he knew, we do not know, he is God. We do not know how long this person was waiting in the synagogue. But on the particular day when Jesus was there, he has seen him, maybe one hand maybe with a differences and with his withheld. When he saw that person, he understood what was his need, what is need to be done to him. That is why before knowing the person or calling the person, he asked these people, what is good? To heal or to leave them to die? To restore. And that's why when they kept silent, see the how it took place. In if you look at the other translation, and there it says, arise, come. Arise and stand or come forward. So first thing what he has did, he has to arise from the crowd, identifying himself, whatever the background of him. He was not supposed to sit and hold and live with the same withered hand for any longer. That was his day God had chosen. So he has to identify himself. Arise. Come to the front. What was his response? He did not hesitate anything. Bible never recorded. He just stood up from this place. He came to the front. And Jesus made all the crowd to know him. So in that case, he is no more an unknown person to the crowd. So first thing is stepping out. For restoration, whatever the situation, first thing is stand up. Come to the front. Secondly, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If he has not had that faith, why he is calling? Who is he to call me and make me to make known? What is his need? How long he was there? We know nothing, of no clue about it. But the lesson what we learn from here is, first thing, he obeyed. So he obeyed God's word and he came to the front. Secondly, he believed in Jesus Christ. That's what we understand. He believed, otherwise he may not have stand, come forward. Let him stand over there. So he has believed. Third level is obey the Lord Jesus Christ. So he obeyed. That's why he came to the front. And what the Lord says, the verse third says, the man had obeyed Jesus. Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. This was impossible for the man, actually. And one thing I love about the man is, is not refused or had any discussion or any clarification or any information he gave to the Lord. I was with this for this many years. I have done this many times. Maybe 1,000 times I tried. It has not happened. Nothing. Stretch out means he has stretched out. That's it. If it is weak, what we will tell? Do you know, Lord, do you know how many years I am with this? I born with this? Or I am holding this for this many years? And I have done this. I went there. I have done this. Nothing has happened. Is it really possible? We will ask so many questions. We talk much. But that person never had, he has nothing, it is recorded, he has done anything. When he arise, come forward, stretch your hands. He has not spoken anything, do you believe or not? He has not done any physical things. He has not prayed anything. Nothing. Stretch out. He stretched out. So what the Bible says there? Verse 5. When he had looked around them in the... But he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out. And his hand was... Verse 5. Read the last part. Restored as whole as others. Make that point. Last word says his hand is was restored as the whole as the other. What is done? What is the level? What is the steps? It is, first of all, it is a physical healing. And he was identified. And the people were there to catch hold of Jesus Christ to find fault in him. He has not bothered about it. What is important? Restoration of one person's healing. And he has done it. And what is our part? Always I used to tell, if you wanted to come to worship, you should know who is our God, who you are. In that person's condition was, he had a withered hand. We could not lift it up straight. He came with that. God identified it. Whoever you are, God is here. God sees your heart. Whether it is a physical or the spiritual or material, whatever it could be. If God wants to say, restore, he will restore anybody on anything. If it is you, it is your time. What the person said, what did, arise. Come to the front. Identify. Let the people know. He did not speak anything. He did not even pray. He said, stretch your hands. He stretched with faith, obedience to God's word, and his hand was restored. Amen. So here, the lesson for us is, there are many things. Restoration can happen in spirit. Restoration has happened in the circumstances. Whatever your circumstances, God is here to restore you. Amen. And God's promise is always yes and amen. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, for it will, I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Amen. Now it's the time for you. And whatever your need, God will call you and respond to God's word. You will receive the restoration.
Let's put our hand together for Jesus. If you are blessed tonight, put your hand together for Jesus. May all your worship be acceptable to the Lord in Jesus' name. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. And that's exactly what we have done tonight. May God continue to receive our worship in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and appreciate you and give you honor and all adoration for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the success of this praise night. We thank you from the beginning to up to this time, you take absolute control. We are all blessed. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you for all the souls that you have touched. We appreciate you for all that you have restored in our life. We bless your name. We glorify you, Lord. Father, we have witnessed this year. We shall witness next year in the mighty name of Jesus. And when the time comes, you shall never meet me in my grave or you in your grave in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are here celebrating, you will rejoice when this praise night come up next year in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the choir. You have sung to God today. You'll be celebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. As many of you that are here tonight, God will continue to restore all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. All your services shall be acceptable to him in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we depart here, the presence of God shall go with us in Jesus' name. His name shall always be on our lips in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God Almighty, you are here with us and you will go to our various home with us in the mighty name of Jesus. All that you have restored once again, it shall be permanent in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. Once again, I pray for the choir. Your voice, devil will not take it away from you in Jesus' name. You have sung to the Lord here on that glorious day. You are going to sing to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Lord, we bless the tea that we'll be having. Lord, let your hand be upon it in Jesus' name. Let it nourish our system physically and spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all, and do have a wonderful night rest. We have tea outside. Please fellowship and partake in it. God bless you.